For years, we've been advocating adoption, risk-based approaches for all aspects of addressing homeland security threats. We think that's a good thing. We think that when TSA has this implemented and rolled out, it would allow them to address a number of recommendations from our prior reports. And speaking also as a member of the public and someone who travels through airports pretty frequently, it'll be good to see that rolled out in airports across the country.
When you look across the spectrum of DHS and you look at all the different missions, where does risk fall in terms of who's doing it well? Do you see pockets of people really using risk to make really well-placed decisions?
Well, I think the good news is that risk is being used across pretty much all of the major components within DHS. Customs and Border Protection is using risk-based approaches to make decisions on where to allocate resources and how to secure the border. TSA is very much taking advantage of that approach in their efforts to secure aviation security. The Secret Service obviously is looking at risk every single day and protecting the president and other individuals as well. So it's really kind of hardwired within the department. We would just like to see more of that carried out on a day-to-day basis in their programs and activities.
Just from a straight TSA perspective, are you guys doing any current work around TSA and risk management?
Broadly speaking, we're always looking at the various technologies that are developing to screen passengers at checkpoints. We're looking to continue to look at the TWIC program, which is this effort to give cards so that people can move through the maritime environment in a way that doesn't unduly hinder them, but also make sure that bad guys don't get into places they're not supposed to be at, those kinds of issues. We also have ongoing work looking at TSA's efforts to deploy more bomb-sniffing dogs.